This is this
for
is,
a better lie.
For a better lie.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are welcome to For a Better Life with me, Javed Akbari. In this episode, we are going to talk about a Muslim personality or personality in general. There are debates around personality, whether personality is shaped by nature or by nurture. So the controversy has been going on for a long time. Of course, and the debate over whether the strengths and weaknesses of people are the results of nature or nurture has and somewhat continues to rage on between scholars and lay people alike. You know, a lot of people still keep wondering whether we can do anything to shape the personality or the character of our children or not. So this debate has had its significant social implications, particularly concerning what is thought to determine people's ability to learn. Now, when it comes to personality, many people define personality as the combination of characteristics or qualities that form an individual's distinctive character. And also, personality has been defined as a person's usual manner or style of behavior. So this is personality. But how is this personality created? How is this usual manner or style of behavior created? Is it created by nature, through genes, or is it created by the environment? Now, this can be very important in terms of religion also. Of course, this topic is usually discussed either in biology or discussed in psychology, but of course there Islam, in the Quran, and also the prophetic tradition has also a say in this regard. For example, let's say that the Quran says you should not eat haram food, you should avoid eating things which are harmful, and for example, a pregnant woman is advised to eat lawful things, for example, things which are obtained through lawful means. She should eat, for example, fruit a lot. And of course, this has something to do with the nature, you know. When, for example, a woman is honest, her child is also going to be honest. When the parents of a child are honest, then the child is also going to be honest. There are some people who believe that the genes also have very important role to play in shaping a child's personality. But when it comes to the environment, of course, no one denies the impact of environment as well. When it comes to a child's personality and the patterns of behavior, these patterns of behavior tend to be predictable throughout a person's lifetime. Some people are introverts, we can see. Others are extroverts. Some people are, you know, easygoing. Some people are the opposite, vice versa. Some people are cheerful, others are calm, and some people are optimistic, others are pessimistic, and some people are able to cope with the life's difficulties without much trouble. You know, their emotions are usually under control. They don't get extremely angry about little things. The other end of the personality spectrum are more emotional, experiencing higher highs and lower lows, of course. And most people's personalities, however, don't fall at the extreme ends, but rather fall somewhere in between. Of course, they are not at the either side of the extreme. So most people, as we can see, are in between. So the question remains, where do we get our personality? Let's have a break. We will be back.
We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes, and we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor 'cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact ourselves, we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
For hundreds of years, psychologists and ordinary people, scholars, Muslim scholars, exegetes of the Quran, the scholars of ethics, have never stopped debating this fascinating question. Some people, of course, think personality develops as a result of the environment, the combination of influences that we learn from, such as our families, our culture, our friends, and our education. And the people who believe this theory believe that all babies are born without a personality and that it is the environment that determines or forms each child's personality. And this school of thought is called the nurture school because they believe in the instrumentality of the environment. They believe that the environment is highly effective and that no one can influence, no one can prevent, no one can avoid the influence of the environment. And of course, they also believe that babies are born without a personality. We find people who believe that personality is determined by nature or the characteristics we receive or inherit from our parents biologically through their genes. These people believe that our personality is not determined by the environment, but rather by genetics, and that each baby is born with a personality. And remember that every individual is born by a personality. This is also a theory on the other side, or at the end of the continuum. The nature-nurture controversy is very old, and of course, as I said, this question has been debated for centuries, for decades, for centuries, and from time immemorial. And of course, scholars have tried to discover which of these two factors, genes or genetics or the environment, is more important in forming our personality. However, it is very difficult, if not impossible, to conduct research on real people with real lives because you cannot test people in the external world. There is just no way to put people, you know, in laboratory and keep watching them. This is not possible. And it's not possible to watch people in a laboratory, how they develop and how their character is built and how their personality is developed. That's not possible practically. For this reason, there is no way, there is no scientific way to settle the nature and nurture controversy. And of course, most researchers have recently come to believe that both the environment and the genes, nurture and nature, work together and are both important. So this is, I think, the best opinion, and also based on the traditions that we have received from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and also the Quranic verses, the genes, the genetics, and also the environment are both very much instrumental. They are working together to build a person's personality. There's a tradition that says that if a person does kindness to his parents, then he will live longer. If a person gives charity, he will live longer. This is the effect of charity. And this has nothing to do with genetics. And if a person, for example, lives in a bad environment, he will end up becoming bad. If, for example, a girl lives in a bad family, even the religion says not to approach that girl's family for marriage. A man is discouraged to seek that girl's hand in marriage to himself because she was born in a bad family and she grew up in a bad family, and bad family was the environment in which she grew up. That's all for this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land, he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand, he knows. Every sparkling tear on every eyelash, he knows. Every thought I have and every word I share, he knows.